Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Roger Horrocks. Roger, good afternoon to you and thank you for speaking to us at on Chai FM.
No, it's an absolute pleasure. It's great to be here.
So Roger, firstly, congratulations to you on producing an astounding movie. Were you guys surprised at the reception that the movie received? The adulation that it got?
No, I think we've all been utterly, taken aback by how incredibly well it's been received and, just the way that it's touched people around the globe. Obviously, Netflix is an incredible platform. It's been very, very overwhelming and also very, rewarding.
So Roger, when they pitched this movie, A, to you, B, to the producers, and somebody said, I'm going to make a movie about an octopus and anthropomorphize it, if there's such a word, and, have you identified, why didn't you say get out of here?
Well, it actually didn't really happen like that. I think, a lot of films are very premeditated where, someone comes up with a big idea, sells it, gets funding. But this was much more of an emergent, film. It came out of, Craig's journey. Obviously Craig is an incredibly accomplished filmmaker in his own right. But, we started working together. Craig and I have been working together since 2007. And it was actually around, the time of Blue Planet 2 for the BBC that I reconnected with Craig after a bit of a break. And he came to me with this incredible story of this, octopus that he'd started to build a relationship with. And, we actually shot a sequence for Blue Planet 2, which was in the Green Forest, sequence in the Green Forest series program. And it kind of all came out of that. And then Craig, continued this relationship with this octopus. And so it was really, do you know what I mean? If I say it was more of an emergent film than something that was.
Makes a whole lot more sense. Cause honestly, I mean, if you told me, firstly, to get me to sit down to watch it, that was an ordeal. I said, I'm not interested in watching a film about an octopus. I'm not into nature particularly.
Exactly.
And it wasn't for me, but it is so much more than that. And I think really what is so powerful about the movie is in fact the photography. I mean, I think it lives and dies by its photography. And, is that thanks to you? Or is that Craig who went down with a camera every day?
I actually strongly disagree. I think that, and let me explain that. I think that what you witness in this film is beautiful, archaic storytelling, and this is ultimately the goal. Like, it's like sitting down round a fire with a master storyteller. And yes, the images are important, but I've worked on a lot of sort of productions with a lot of production value and you see them. You see these films that have huge budgets and the cinematography is amazing, but it just leaves you completely cold. It doesn't engage you.
No, that's really interesting. That's really interesting.
I
struggled with it at first. I stopped halfway because I'm just not an animal type person. And it drew me back. And what I found fascinating about this movie, more than any movie I've seen for a very long time, is the lasting effect that it has on you. You find yourself thinking, I know you said the cinematography wasn't the be-all and end-all, it was the storytelling. I find myself, my mind wanders off to the kelp forests.
No, well, I mean, obviously the, cinematography by definition is writing with imagery. So clearly it is a big part of it. And I think, there was someone mentioned a hive mind. It was just, there was just such an incredible synergy between myself and Craig and Pippa and, the various people that, James, the other director that worked on it. And I think that kind of comes, it's almost like one of those once in a lifetime projects that, you absolutely don't get to, if you get one of these in your lifetime, it's a blessing. I think it's, and as you say, super rewarding that it's having that impact. I actually watched it with my daughters and, my partner and it was, I had been away from it for a while because obviously I wasn't involved as much in the editing.
Yeah.
And I cried. I mean, the kids were absolutely riveted.
Isn't it incredible because so little happens.
Yeah, and I'm hearing this from around the world of getting letters from other really good filmmakers. And it's always wonderful when you get you know, you get praised from people, Roger, in your craft.
I felt you manipulated me totally. I thought he never came up for air. He never came up for air once. Yeah. He stayed underwater for 2 hours. I'm a Cape Townian. Yeah. I know the Cape well. I kept on trying to see, where is he? Is this Miller's Point? Is this, where is he? And then he spoke about the Atlantic and I just felt, something's, I don't know. Was that your genius?
I think it was the editing. It was the storytelling. There were a lot of people. I mean, this film went through a lot of different iterations and there were a lot of people that, James Reed, Pippa Ehrlich, who put a huge amount of time into crafting, that specific thing. And I think you mentioned it. Don't you think it's the simplicity of the film? You know, it's basically an interview with Craig, with these beautiful kind of movements back in time into these, into actual footage that happened, in his recounting of it. And I think it's that simplicity that is so, so powerful, so authentic.
Roger Horrocks, we're going to leave it there. We're out of time. I want to thank you so very much for talking to us. That was so interesting. Thank you.
No, absolute pleasure. Anytime. Great to be on the show.